Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love it. I know lately I've been talking about trust a lot. There's more to trust than I ever thought. When you trust the Lord with your life, you're going to find out that He treasures your life. He will not waste what you give Him. Whatever you loan Him, give Him, He takes it serious. Hannah asked the Lord for a son. And she said if He'd give her a son, she said, Lord, if You give me a son, I will give him back to You. And once she got the child to the point where he was weaned, she took him back to the priest, Eli the priest, who was also a prophet, and he raised that child in the temple. And he became one of the mightiest prophets in Israel. One of the mightiest. And he anointed Saul and David and did other great works. He became a great man of God. Now, the Lord takes you just as serious. What are you putting in motion? We can put things in motion with God by our faith. And sometimes the Lord will guide us and show us what to put in motion. And when that happens for you, this is your opportunity. This is your visitation. When God gives you something to do, do it well. Do it with all your might. Do it with dedication. Treasure the things of God. Because if you follow through and don't let it drop, if you make it happen, and you'll make it happen by the Holy Spirit. Remember, it's not by might or power, but by His Spirit. We have a part to play. That's why I say do it with all your might. Don't let it drop. Do your part. Do what God has put in your heart. And it's going to work. You're going to love Him. Do all that's in His heart. Do what He speaks to you to do. And the things that you desire God to do for you, and you want Him to put things in motion for you, you got a right to pray and ask for it. But when He comes to you with something, put that on your top shelf. And I don't say that lightly. I don't like to tell people what to do, but from experience, if you put it on the top shelf, if you make that your number one priority, you're going to learn things you can't learn any other way. A learning process follows your trust and also your obedience. There are some things you just can't learn unless you trust God and obey Him. One of my favorite gospel songs was Trust and Obey. Whoever wrote it was full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Faith. That's how you bring trust to life, by your faith. A lot of people want to serve God. They have the ability to operate by faith, but they don't know what to do. And then when God gives them something to do, they seek approval from somebody else. When God gives you something to do, it's going to work. He thought it out well. I remember a friend of mine, the Lord gave him some rap songs. And they were good. I heard them. I heard some of them. He was good at this. He would have warned many people to the Lord if he had followed God. But he asked the pastor who discouraged him from doing it, and he didn't do it until later on. See, when God gives you something, it will work. You can't listen to anybody else. If God brought something to you, you got to make it happen. There are people out there that mean well, but they will discourage you from doing. They don't see what you see because God didn't give it to them. And some people are just negative. It's not your fault. That's their choice to be negative. When God gives you something to do, it can look crazy to people. It's something that nobody ever did before sometimes. And if you don't do it, there's going to be a loss in the kingdom. Even if God gets somebody else to do it, because when it's down to you, you fit that assignment. And if you make it happen, it will happen. Somebody else won't do it the same way that God needs it done. And if so, he would ask them to do it. But when it's down to you, you fit this assignment. And you can perform this assignment, whatever it is. Even if people don't understand or like it. If they don't understand it or if they don't like it. But see, when it all works out, then people try to get behind you. Yeah, I run into this so many times. But the Lord showed me some things ahead of time. He gave me a love for his will. Because I saw the Lord attempting to do things through people. He would give them clear instructions and they'd do something. I kept seeing this. I said, what's going on? These are people who can operate by faith. They get people healed. They get people saved. They preach the word. Full of wisdom and full of the Holy Ghost. I expected them to follow through with personal assignments that God had given them. And they had reasons for not doing it because they did not trust the Lord their God. And I said, you got to follow God. It was English. I write English, you know. It was easy to understand. Now, I happen to know about it because God gave me, the way he gave me the word, I had to write it down. I was encouraging people to follow God. And sometimes he would share some of the things that he wanted them to do. And most of the time he said, if you follow me, this is what I have. He gave me a word picture or a vision of what would happen if they followed him. Sometimes I saw it. Most of the times he gave me a word vision, a word picture. I wrote down what he said would happen if they follow him and also what would happen if they didn't follow him. And they always went with whatever they thought was best. So, nothing replaces a relationship with God. You have to relate to him in order to trust and do and obey him. And then I realized people have not been trained to trust God. Israel didn't do it either. They could obey Moses by faith, but they couldn't trust God. Only very few people in Israel trusted God. Out of all those millions of people, Joshua and Caleb said, let's go up at once and take the land. And the rest of them believed the 10. That turned out to be wrong. See, when you have God's strength, you have to follow him. You have to do what he gives you to do if things are going to work properly. But if you don't, it won't work. loves us and he cares about us in every way. He wants us to know him. He wants us to seek him and find him and understand what he's giving us. But if you don't follow God, you can't know what's next. And in many cases, it takes a long time to see what God is getting at. But I promise you, as long as you're in faith, the Lord will give, he will give you confirmations. And he'll guide you. When you're obeying God and you can't see the end result, he'll give you clues. He'll give you visions and dreams. He'll add to it. When the Lord is adding to what he gave me to do, I know I'm on the right track. I know it just wasn't something I came up with. I know I'm on the right track. But when I follow him, when I go forward doing his will, promotions happen. Not by man, but by God. Sometimes I'm the only person that can see it, except the people who benefit from what God has given. But you can't always see the big picture as you're obeying. But knowing that you're on the right track, God is adding to it and multiplying what you do, this is priceless and it's working. Ever since the Lord gave me the assignments that he gave me, he's been promoting them. He's been adding to it, showing me more and more. Now, as you go forward doing his will, you're going to find out that God is with you. And he has things to say that works. But when people deviate, then you can't know what's next. Finish the course. Write down the vision in your heart. And don't ever deviate from it, ever. Especially when it don't look like it's working. That's when it's really working. Do it with joy. Because you're causing prosperity. Disobedience is the first cause of poverty. And obedience destroys poverty. Obedience to God gives you the best form of prosperity. And what's going to happen after you complete what God has given you will be ultimate prosperity. Many people are going to be blessed. You point people in the right direction and they follow it, their lives are going to excel. And it'll happen quick. Some things will happen fast. But first, people have to have the foundational things. They have to be corrected at the foundational level. See, when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness as a continual pattern, many great things happen. And God can do things in our lives. But when people deviate, it hinders the process. The love of the world system, it begins a decline in your life. You can trace depressions and lack, poverty, to deviations. And I know that sometimes you can't see God and you wonder if you're still on track or not. Watch him. If he didn't say anything, keep doing what he gave you to do. If there's any place that you should add to or upgrade what you're doing, God will show you what to do. He'll give you instructions. These are your cues that you're on the right track. because you reached a point where you've been obedient, you become stable, and now God's going to give you, he's going to add to the vision. This is what you want. This is the blessing. And people will live because of it. Now, there comes a point where you will begin to see results of your obedience. Keep looking at God. It's impossible not to have success. You're going to have success. You're going to see it, feel it, taste it eventually. But keep looking at God. Now, I know I say that often, but it's important. Don't trust what you see, because there's more. If you're attaining and you're growing and everything's developed, don't deviate. Don't stop looking at God. Look at Him. Watch Him. Don't take your eyes off your vision of who He is. Keep relating to the Lord. See, the Word of God, a healthy intake of the Word of God, you study the Word day and night, you're going to have a vision of who God is. You're going to know Him. Some people know about Him, but they don't know Him for themselves. They know what they've read. They know what they heard. They know what other people have said. This is what we do. They trust God on that level. Sometimes they trust God on what they are proved to be God. But they are proved to be God's will. They trust Him on that level. But not on a personal level. When you trust Him on a personal level, you can't fail. Because He'll always guide you, and when He guides you by the Holy Spirit, it'll be easy for you to trust Him, because you're always in relation with Him, talking to Him. Your prayer life is not just you talking, it's Him talking with you. And you'll ask questions and He'll clarify, He'll give you. See, if you're not receiving clarity from the Lord, if He's not clarifying His word to you, and your faith will be lopsided. But see, when you have clarity, your faith will work better, because you have a greater understanding. And everything you're doing, it'll make sense. And then the things that you don't know yet, there are things that you may not understand perfectly. But you know the standards of God, and you stick with it. The things you don't know perfectly, you have enough faith to act on what's necessary. You do it. So, you know, we don't always fully understand every aspect of what we're doing, but we do what God told us to do, because He said do it, and it works. And then you get clued in on more, so on and so forth. Eventually, you see a greater portion of the picture, and your faith grows. See, faith, living by faith, is a skill set. You grow and graduate with this skill set. When you are building something from the foundation up, and you're doing it by faith, some people have to do everything by faith. They don't have any resources. They don't have an organization giving them a nice, comfortable place to live and a nice building. They have to go out and work and start in a storefront or whatever they do, however they do it, start in their home, whatever they have. You're going to grow stronger faith muscles. And then when God bless you with the building, or if you need one, or whatever it is, every time you get a financial upgrade, your faith muscles are growing and graduating, and you keep on obeying God and you get stronger. When this process, as this process happens, you become more equipped to believe God. And you're going to need encouragement. That's why you study the Word day and night. You're going to need to see something. That's why you look at God. And He'll give you wisdom for what you got to do. And you're going to find out that it's not by might, nor by power, but by His Spirit. You will know for yourself that this was by the Holy Spirit. This was not an accident. But as you follow God, it's a blessing to learn all these wonderful truths that the Lord has given us. And as you go forward, seeking Him and understanding and growing, you're going to see what God can do in your life. It's a wonderful thing. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. His return is soon. And what He can do in your life can make the day. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.